You're holding Masechta Peya, Perek Hei, Mishneh Dalet. Bal Habayis Shoye Oiver Mimokim Lamokim. A regular balabos that was traveling from one city to another city. Now, V'tzorech Litol Leka Chicho Peya O Maiser Oni is the Locha Yitol. In other words, when he was traveling, he didn't take any money with him. He doesn't have too much panosa with him. And when he came to this new town, he found himself to be like an Oni. He doesn't have what to eat, he doesn't have what to live on. So the locher is, at that time, he is considered an oni, and he has a right to take leket, shichon, peyam, and maiseroni. When he goes back home, and there he does have a panosa, there he is an osher there, is a locher yishalim. He has to pay back, when he goes back home to the aniyim, the money that he ate, because he was away on the trip, and at that time he was an oni, he had a right to take leket, shichon, peyam. But later, when he goes back home, he has to pay it back to the aniyim. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So he has Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim say, though, no, he should know oni hoya b'yoseh shor. At that time, when he was traveling on the road, he is called an oni. He did not have enough panosa then. He had a right to take the leket shichon peya and maaser oni. But mainly, he does not have to pay it back when he goes back home. And the halacha is like the chachamim that you are potter from paying it back even when you get back home. Your Mishnah Hey, Hamachalif im huaniyim, a balabos that exchanges his tefuah with the aniyim. In other words, he tells the aniyim, "You give me the leket shichon pay that you collected today, and I'll give you back my wheat that I have from my field." Now the difference is that the leket shichon pay that the ani has is potter min hamaisa. Mashenkin, the tfuah that the balabas has and wants to give now to the anoni, that tfuah is mechuyiv in trumas and maisus. So therefore, the Mishnah says, "Hamachlef im huaniyim is bishaloi." That what you receive from the aniyim now, the leket shichon peya that the aniyim give to you is potter. You're potter from giving maiser on that because it was leket shichon peya. Mashenkin uveshel aniyim. Now what the balabas is going to give the aniyim, there is a chayiv trumas semaisus. It's chayiv, and therefore, before the balabas gives it to the oni, the balabas has to take off trumas semaisus from it. Now, shnayim shekiblu es hasoda biarisis. His two aniyim, two poor people, was mekabel a field. A balabas gave them his field. Biarisis means that these two aniyim will work over the field, and they have a din like a balabas now. And they have to give back a chelik of it to the balabos. So the locher is ze noisem leze chelikoi maiser oni, veze noisem leze chelikoi maiser oni. Because each oni could exchange with the other oni and give him his maiser oni that he has to give away. In other words, the locher is that a balabos himself, if you own your field, even though you're an oni, you could be an oni even though you own a field. In other words, from this field, you do not have a panosam that you could live on. But this field you do own. Is the halacha, the leket shichon peya, the maaser oni that comes out of this field, you're not allowed to take for yourself. That's the halacha. The chsid, because the pasuk says, lo yisalaket l'oni, and es hazaru l'oni shlo yilkot haleket shaloi. You can't take over the leket from your own field. This is where the Rav is masbrit. And hu adin maaser oni, you can't keep for yourself. So the Chiddush of this Mishnah is that even though the two aniyim are both like shutfis in this field, each own half, so they can make an exchange. And one oni says, the half of my field, the tefuah that I get, I'll be mafresh maiser sheni, a maiser oni, but I'll give it to you. And when you're mafresh on your side of the field, your maiser oni, you can give it back to me. So that's mutter. Now, ha-mekabel soda liktzer, if somebody is mekabel a field, to cut down the field. In other words, he's like a bailam, he's like a shutfis, a part owner in this field. Pishas the tfu is still growing. Is the locha osir beleket shichu peyo maiseroni. You now are like a bailam in the soda, and therefore when you cut down the soda, even though you're a nani, you are not allowed to take the leket shichu peyo maiseroni from this field, like we just explained before, because the pasuk says, leisalaket loni, that an oni can't take for himself. Now, Omer Reb Yehuda, Amosai, when do we say you're called like a partner in the field itself? Bizman Shekibu Mimenu Lamakso Lishlish Lurviyim. That you will makabla upon yourself, like you're going to keep a third of the field, a third of the produce that grows from this field belongs to you, a third or a quarter. Then we say, since your reshutfis, b'shas tetfu, is still attached to the ground, it's like you own this field. But if you make up, your contract is, what part of the field, what part of the produce are you going to get? The balabos tells this oni that's taken over to work on the field, I'm only going to give you payment a third of the tfuah after it is cut down. In other words, b'shas tetfuah is still growing, the whole field still belongs to the original balabos. He is not giving anything over to the oni. Now the oni, this person that's working on the field now, he'll only get his share after the tfu is cut down. Then the locher is, mute b'leker of shichu v'peya. The oni now that's working on this field, he is allowed to take the leket shich and pay of this field, because it's not called his field. Because the chi of leket shich and pay is totally b'shas k'tzira. B'shas the tfu is still attached to the ground when you're going to cut down the tfu. So about b'shas the tfu is still attached to the ground. So who is the owner of this field? The original owner. The oni that's working now has no share in the tfua when it's still growing. Therefore, he is not called a partner in the field when the tfua is growing, when the chi of leket shichin pei is chal. Therefore, the oni is not the bailam here. The oni has a right to take the leket shichin pei from this field. Mashenkin zakti mishnah chidish abbi also b'maisa oni. But this oni that's working on the field and is getting a part of the tfua after it's cut down, he can't take the maaser oni from his part. And the pshat is, because when is there a chiyuv to give maaser oni? After you cut down your tfua and you bring it home, that if b'shas meruach, b'shas tekri, that's when the chiyuv maaser oni is first chal. And at that time, you're already a partner, because you're getting a share in this tfua. So from the share that goes to you, your tfua, you're like the bailam on it. And when you take off Maiser Oni, you're not allowed to keep it for yourself, but you have to give it to another Oni. Mishneh Vav. Hamoicher es sodeyu, if a balabos sells his field to somebody else, is alocha hamoicher muter. If the moicher is an Oni, he is allowed to take the payah, leket shechen payah of this field, because it doesn't belong to him anymore. It's not his field, b'shas k'sira. So when the chi of leket shichin pei is chal b'shas k'sira, it doesn't belong to the first bailim anymore, so he's allowed to take it. Mashenkein v'halokeach osar, the one that bought the field, now is considered his field, so he's not allowed to take the leket shichin pei of this field. Zot mishna lo yiskor odom es hapoyelim, a person should not hire workers on his field, al menash sheyukat b'noy achrov. The almanas on the Tanai that which oni should be allowed to collect the leket shichin peya, the children of the workman. Thus, even though the workman himself is not allowed to take the peya from this field because he's called like a bailam of the field, but he wants to make it Tanai that his children should be allowed to come. That's also osa to do. And the Rav learns the pshat is because since you make this Tanai, it's like you're paying your worker this way, the fact that you're going to let only the worker's son come and collect that leket shichin payim. So you are paying your worker with the leket shichin payim. That's osur. You're not allowed to pay your workers with the aniyim's leket shichin payim. Therefore, you can't make this tonight that the worker's son should be allowed to come and collect. He should be the only oni to come and collect the leket shichin payim. So the Mishnah, mi she'enoi meniach esu aniyim lukait. If a balabos does not let the aniyim come into his field and collect the leket shichin peyim, oi shu meniach esu echad v'yechad loy, he like chooses which oni he lets to come into his field, and certain aniyim he does not let to come in. Oi shu misaya es echad mehem, or else the balabos goes down and helps one oni collect the peyah leket shichin peyah more than the other aniyim. Is the halacha hareza goyzel es aniyim? The balabos should not do this, and if he does it, it's considered like he's stealing from the aniyim. The fact he's helping one over the other one he's stealing from. And al zeh nemar, on this the pasuk says in Mishlei, al taseg gvul oylam, like do not steal from aniyim. In other words, we say don't read the word oylam from the world, but loshin of avilim and loshin of aniyim. of poor people. Don't steal from the poor people, from the aniyim.
Mishnah Zayin. Ho'imer she'shechuhu poyalim. This is the matnas aniyim of shechuhu. That means when you're collecting the bundles on the of the soda, after you cut down the wheat, you made bundles, and now you're taking home the bundles. Let's say you forget a bundle on the field. Halacha is that's called shechuhu. You have to leave it for the aniyim. What about now? Ho'imer she'shechuhu poyalim. When the poilim, the workers, when they were collecting the bundles, they forgot a bundle behind. But the balabais that was on the field at the time also, he did not forget. He saw that the poilim left it over, and when he was walking through, he picked it up. His dalacha, this is not called shechcha, and the balabas has a right to keep it. Or else, shechchu balabais, let's say the balabas, when he was on the field, he passed over this bundle and left it there. But the workmen that were on the fields, they realized that the bundle is still there, and they picked it up. So these cases are not chal shikha. Shikha means that the people that are working on the field, they forgot the bundle there. It has to be either the balabas and the poilim if they're both there at the same time at the field. As if the balabas is home, not by the field, then the whole thing is totally in the poilim. If they forget the umrim, the bundles there, that's called shechcha. But when the balabas is also on the field at the time when they're cutting it down, then you need both of them to leave it there, to forget it, to give it a shame, shechcha. What about the Mishnah? Omdu aniyim b'fonav. Let's say the balabas or the worker was cutting down, was collecting the bundles, and the aniyim gathered in front of him. And because they gather in front of him, the balabas or the poel couldn't see this bundle. Or shechifu bekash, or else the aniyim like covered up this bundle with straw. So the reason why the worker left it is not by itself, but because somebody covered it up for him. In such a case, is hareza en shechcha. This is not called shechcha, like we had before by leket. It has to fall by itself out of the balabas's hand. Here also, you have to forget it by yourself, and not if somebody else caused you to forget it. By the fact they covered up these bundles, that's not called shechcha. Mishneh Ches, Hamamer L'Chayvois. As you are collecting the bundles of tfuah of wheat in your field, L'Chayvois, to make a hat out of it. This is one pshat in the Rav. But the kitz of the pshat from this Mishnah is that you're not collecting the bundles to take him to the Gurin, to the place where you're going to make disha, where you're going to thresh the wheat. But you are making bundles now to take it to one place, like here you're making a hat out of it, or else ulechum sois, another type of a flat hat, or else lacharoro, you're making these bundles to make a small cake out of it, just to take a small amount of wheat, to make a small cake from it, or else uliomrom, you are just collecting the wheat together, to make bundles, is the halacha ein lo shechcha. This is not called shechcha. If you forget the bundles here, you have no chiyuv to leave them over to the aniyim. You're allowed to take them home. And the pshat is, like the Rav says, ein lo shechcha. Kloima, ma sheshochach b'sode, b'shor shemolech liyechad min ha'mekoymes halolu. When you forget your bundles of tfu in the fields, when you are taking them to one of these places, which is just to make something out of them, is eino shechcha. If you forget it, then there's no mitzvah to leave it over for the aniyim. Because the pasuk says, the pasuk says in Devarim, ki siktzor ketzircho b'sodecho v'shochachto oimer b'sode is l'soshev l'kachtoi l'lagev l'yosam l'amona yia. So we dashin from this. Maktzir, just like when you cut it down, shein achrof ktzir, you don't cut it down a second time, you cut off the wheat once, and that's it. Is af imur, the same thing when you're making the bundles together, shein achrof imur, that you're not going to bundle them a second time. In other words, you are bundling them now to take them straight to the gurin, where you're going to thresh, make disha on the tfuah. Or b'yotzu elu, mashenke, in these cases in our Mishnah, sheyesh achrof imur, you're going to bundle them together a second time to take them to the Mokam Disha. Because right now you're not bundling, you're not making these bundles to take them to the place where you're going to thresh and grind the wheat. You're taking them to one place to make a hat from them, or to make small bundles, or to make a charora, to make a small cake. And from that place, you're going to take it a second time to the Goyim. So this first time that you're making the bundles together, if you forget now, there's no mitzvah shikha. But Zokti Mishnah, what about Mimenu Ulagurin, when you're going to move the tefuah the second time from one of these places until the final place, the Gurin, where you're going to make the final bundle, where there you're going to thresh the wheat, then yesh toshikha. Because this last collecting, that's the last imur you're going to make before you make the disham, so that's a din shikha. Weiter, hamamer legodish. This is the ikadin. If somebody collects the bundles of wheat, I'm asked to bring them to the Godish, that's the place where you're going to make the disha, where you're going to thresh and grind it for them, is the din yesh le shikha. It has the mitzvah shikha. If you forget bundles while you are collecting them, what you forget, you have to leave on the field for the aniyim. What about the mimenu ula gurin? Is ein le shikha. But from these places until the gurin, then there's no mitzvah shikha. In other words, you first collected the bundles to make a disha, to make the final process right here. And then you changed your mind and you moved the second time to another place. Is the second movement is ein lo shikha. Because like we learned before, shikha is only at one time. When you make the bundles, I'm asked to bring them to the Godish, that's when you have a chiyuv shikha. So here, when you first collected the bundles, you thought you're going to leave it at this place, this will be the Godish. Now, if you change your mind to move it to a second place, to make the disha someplace else, the second movement is potter from shikha. Zakti Mishnah Zeha Klal. This is the klal when we have the chiyuv to leave over shikha for the niyim. Kol hamamir lamakim shugumar malacha. When you are collecting the bundles of tefuah, and this is going to be the gemar malacha, you're doing it to bring it to its final stage, where you're going to make disha and grind up the wheat, is yesh la shikha. Then if you forget the bundles on the field, you have to leave them for the aniyim. What about the mimenu ulagurin? Ein la shikha. But if you first collected them to leave them here, and then you changed your mind to move it to a second place, the second movement is potter from shikha. About you had the chiyuv already, the first movement, by the second movement, there's no chiyuv shikha. What about lemokom she'ein gemar malacha? Like the beginning of our Mishnah. First, you collected the wheat together, you made bundles, manaf, to make koivois out of it, to make hats out of it, not to bring it to its gemar malacha. Is the din ein lo shikha. By this collecting, since it's not coming to its gurin, it's potter from shikha. What about the mimenu ula gurin? When you make your second movement from these places of the kovois and the kusmois, or else from the charora liomrim, if you change your mind now and move it over to its gurin, to the place where you're going to make disha on it, then the loch is yesh lo shikha. At the second movement, since this is called the movement to its gemar malacha, if you forget any bundles on the field, then you have to leave it over for the niyim. That is chal the mitzvahs of shikha. Yeah, perik vov. Beis Shammai Yoimrim. Beis Shammai says, Hefker la'aniyim hefker. If somebody, his mafker, his atfuah, he has a field growing with wheat, and he's mafkrit, he makes it hefker. But only for the aniyim. He says only poor people could take it, and not rich people. Is Beis Shammai holds it's chalad in hefker. What's the nafkimina? That it's potem in a meiser. That if whoever takes this tefuah now, he does not have to give meiser from the tefuah. Beis Hillel says, though, ein noy hefker. No, it's not chal the din hefker on these tefuah. Ad she yufkar af le'ashirim kishmita. Unless you mafker it also for the rich people like shmita. In other words, the seventh year of shmita, the Torah says yosoda is like hefker. Anybody could come in and take the peris on the seventh year. That's called hefker. So if you throughout any time. If you want to be mafkir, your peris, you have a right to, but providing the din hefker has to be to everybody, to the ashirim and to the aniyim. But if you only make it to the aniyim, it's not chal the din hefker on these peris, and the peris still belong to you, and therefore if somebody comes and eats them and takes them, he has the chiyuv to take off trumas and maisris first. Yeah. So the Mishnah Baita, kol oimre ha sode shel kav kav. If somebody is making bundles of wheat, in his field. He's bundling up the wheat, and he makes each bundle of a kav. That's a measurement. That's how big each bundle is. The echad shalabos kavin, and one bundle is four times as big as the other one. It has four kavin inside it. V'shichachay. And now the balabos left over this one big bundle that has four times as much as the other ones. Is beishama yomrim ena shichcha. Beishama holds no, it's not called shichcha. Or beisil yomrim shichcha. And beisil holds yes, it is chaladin shichcha on this big bundle. And the pshat in beishama, why he says it's not called shichcha, because we're going to have a mishnah later that says if you leave over three bundles, it's still chaladin shichcha. But let's say the balabos left over four bundles in one place, then it's not chal shichcha. So Beis Shammai holds here with Svara Royin, that since this one bundle you left over has four times as much as the other bundles, we look as if this one bundle looks like four bundles. So it's as if you left over four bundles, and therefore it's not chal din shichcha. You do not have to leave it for the aniyim. The balabos is allowed to come back and take it. Marshenkein Beis Hillel does not say the svara from Royin. That means even though if he leaves over taka four different bundles, it's not chaladin shichcha. But here right now he only left over one bundle, even though it's very big and like four other bundles. But lamais it's only one bundle, therefore it's chaladin shichcha, and you have to leave it for the aniyim. Mishnah Beis Ha'oimer Shehu Samach Lagapa. If you have a bundle of wheat that you just collected from your fields, and you put it down next to a fence, agape is a fence of bricks, like a pile of bricks one on top of another, without cement in between them. That's called agape. Or else for la godish, you put this bundle down on the side of a godish, on the place where you have a pile of tefuah, that you're going to thresh it, to grind them. Or else la boker, you put it next to your animals. Or else for la kelim, or else you put these bundles down next to kelim, which the Rav says that means kliha machrisha. You put it down near the plow. V'shachachoy, and later you forgot it there. Is beishamay omrim eino shichcha. Beishamay holds this is not called shichcha. Now why not? Because we're talking about when you collected these bundles from the field, you picked them up and you already zeichrin them, and you are now taking them into the city. So Beis Shammai says, since you first picked them up out of the field, you were like zecher in these bundles, and they belong to you. So even though on the way to the field you put it down to rest, you put the bundle down near a fence or near the kli hamachrisham, and you forgot it there, but so what? It's not chal din shichcham, since you already were zecher when you picked it up from the field, and you took it out of the field. That's Beis Shammai's svara, that eino shichcha. It's not chal din shichcha. You do not have to later when you remember that you left this bundle behind, you do not have to leave it for the aniyim. You are allowed to come back and be zeicher in this bundle. Beis Hillel Omrim, but Beis Hillel says no, shichcha. Beis Hillel holds it is chaladin shichcha on these amurim, on these bundles. Even though you first picked them up and you took them out of the field, but since on the way you put them down near a dover hamasuyim, in other words, you put it down near some place where you should have remembered that you put it down there. You didn't just leave it in the middle of a field. You put it down on the side of a fence, we're saying now, or on the side near the Kli HaMachrisha, near the plow. So since you put these things down near a Dover HaMasuyim, you should have remembered. And now if you forget about these things, it's Chaladin Shichcha. That's Beis Hillel's Svarim. That's Chaladin Shichcha, even though you forget it later, after you took it out of the field. Mishneh Gimel. Roshei Shuros. The Mishneh is going to talk about three different cases that everybody is masking. It's not Chaladin Shichcha. In other words, even though you forgot to cut off or pick up these bundles, you're allowed to come back again and pick up these bundles. And the Svaras will soon see why. But the first case is Roshei Shuros, the beginning, the head of a new row. In other words, in the case when you have a field of, let's say, 10 rows, and you start to cut down one row. So if you're at the beginning of the row, the Rosh HaShura, that is not called Shichcha. If you skip the whole Rosh, a whole beginning, a whole row, you're allowed to come back and cut down that row. That's not called Shichcha. Hu Adin Ha'oimer She'Kenegdoi Machiach. If you're cutting down and you have bundles or you have tefuah still left up, so at the other end of the field, it's not called shikha. There are times that the oimer shekenegdo, the tfuah that's on the other side, opposite side of this tfuah, is mechiyach, tells us that this is not shikha. Now exactly what the case is, we'll see in the next Mishnah. But there's a case that even though you forgot some tfuah, still you're allowed to go back and cut it, because the other rows show us that this is not called shikha. We'll soon see what that means. And then that third case is, ho'imer, shehechsek boi lo'ilichoi el ho'ir. You collected the bundles from the field of tfuah, and now you picked them up to take them into the city. V'shachachoi, and you forgot them on the road, on the way to the city, you put them down and you forgot them. Is moidim she'eno shikha. Here both be'shamay and be'til la'moida, this is not called shikha. Now in this last case, picking up the bundles and leaving them on the road when you go into the city, the chur before we had, that's a machlokes in the Mishnah, be'shamay and be'til, if it is called shikha or not. That was the last Mishnah, that o'imer shusamach legapo. And the way we learned shat, that was that you collected the bundles from the field and you are taking it now to the city. So the Farshim say the chilik is that a Mishnah base where you put the shikh, you put the oimer, you put the bundle down next to a Dover HaMasuyim, next to a place that you should have recognized, like you put it down near a fence or you put it down near Kalim. Then if you forget it, that there Beisil hold is called shikha. Because since you should have remembered because of the Dover Mesuyim, if you forget it, it's called Shikha. Mashenken over here, when you stop traveling into the city, if you put it down, it's not called Shikha, even according to Beis Hillel. Because here you did not put it down next to a Dover HaMesuyim. You stop put it down in the middle of the road, so there's no reason why, if you forgot it, we can't blame you. There's no reason why you shouldn't have forgotten it. So therefore here it's not called Shikha. Everybody is Moedon to Beis Shammai Sfar before, that since when you picked it up out of the field, you were zeicher in these tfuah, in the wheat, the bundles, and now on the way to the road, you put it down someplace and you forgot it there, that shikha is not called shikha. Now the first two cases of the Mishnah will soon see pshat in the next Mishnah. What does it mean, the Rosh Shurois and the Omer Shekinegda is Mechich? So let's see Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Dalet says, V'yelu hein Rosh Shurois. These are the cases, the beginning of a row that we say is not called shikha. If you begin to cut down the tfu, you start a new row, there's no din shikha. What are the cases? Shunayim shehischilu meyem tzahashura. Two people started to cut down the row, and they both started in the middle of the row. Let's say there's a long row. They have, let's say, like 100 amas long. So both of them came in the middle, the 50 amas in the middle, and they both turned their faces one to north, one to south, and they decided now to start cutting down this row. So Shinayim, two people, Shehezchilu Me'emtza Shura. Two of them both started in the middle of this Shura, in the middle of the row. They turned opposite ways, and they started to go to cut down the Tvua. Is Zeh Ponav Litzofen, this one has his face, he's going towards Litzofen to the north side. V'zeh Ponav L'dorim, and this one has his face going towards the south side. And they forgot some tfu in front of them. In other words, when they started to cut, this one was going northwards. He skipped over some tfu and he went further. And the same way the other one going southwards also skipped over some tfu. That's talking about lefneim. When they're walking in front of them, they left over some tfu. Ulachareim means in the back of them. In other words, that they both started in the middle of the shura, they didn't start exactly like back to back in the middle point, but each one left over a little bit behind them even before they start to cut down. So the halacha is like this. Eshalefneihem shichchom. That they forgot in front of them when they were cutting down in front, that is the din shichcho. The din shichcho is that when you're cutting down the tfuah of your field, if you by mistake skip over some tfuah that you should have cut down when you were going over it, but by mistake you forgot it there, you're not allowed to come back to it, you have to leave it for their neim. So here Shalafneim, when they're going this one towards north, this one's towards south, what's in front of him, if he forgot some tfuah, that is the mitzvah shikha. Mashenken v'yeshaliachreim ein shikha. That what they forgot behind them, in other words, before they started to cut down, they both did not meet directly in the middle of the row, that the mamash is going to cut down the whole row, but each one moved like 2 feet away from the other one to start to cut down. So behind them, there are like 4 feet of tfuah that wasn't touched yet. So So that tfuwa has no din shechom. And the reason is, the Rav says, because both of them thought that the other person is going to cut it down. So it's not really called shechom, he forgot it. He remembered, he knew that behind him there are 2 feet worth of tfuwa, but he thought that his other friend, he's going to start from right behind him and cut down those 2 feet. So therefore he was saying his friend would do it. So therefore this is not called shechom, because it's not considered you stam left it over, you forgot it there. No, when you were cutting down, you knew there's some tfuwa behind you. The reason why you didn't go to cut it down, because you were saying on your friend that he would come and cut it down. So this is eino shechom. So the Mishnah weiter, yochid shehischel mereish hashura. If a person started to cut down the beginning of the row, again, let's say you have a field that has 10 rows long, and each row is like 100 amos. So it's like a square, like 10 by 10, let's say. Each row is like, we're saying now 100 amos long, and there are 10 rows of them, and each row wide is 100, altogether it's 100 amos wide. So it's like a square field here. You have 10 down and 10 across. Now, yochid shehischel mereish hashura, a person started to cut down the tefuah, let's say a Mizrach side, going from Mizrach to Dorim, going from Mizrach to Mariv, he started to cut down. V'shochach lefonav l'achra, and he left over some tefuah in front of him, and he left over some tefuah in back of him. So the din is, shelofonav ein shicho. Here it's faket, where left over in front of him, like he was going down the row, and the last 2 amas, the last or 5 amas of the row, he left over. It's not called shicho. V'shelachrov shicho. Mashenkin, what's in back of him, what he passed over already, he should have cut it down, that to be left over, that is called shicho. Now the svara here, why? Yeah, again, so the din is, again, that yochid shehischem reish hashura. One person started to cut down at the beginning of the row of tfuah. V'shachach lefona b'lachrav. And he forgot some tfuah, he left over some tfuah, what's in front of him. And he also left over some tfuah, what's in back of him. So the din is, shelofona v'neshicha. So the tfuah that's in front of him, that he left over, we say that's not called shicha. The pshat is, he started to cut down the rows of tfuah. Like we're saying now, he started on the east side, and he was going towards the west side. Before he came to the west side, the last, like, 10 amis worth of tfuah he left over. He did that by the first row. Now he went to the second row, and the same thing. He left over the last 10 amis of tfuah on the west side he left over. So we say this is not called shichah. You know why? Because he decided, this person decided, he's only going to cut down from east to west until the last 10 amis of the west side. With the last 10 amis on the west side, then he wants to cut down the opposite way, from north to south. He wants to go crosswards now. So the beginning he's going alongside, longwards, until the end of the field. But he leaves over 10 amis. So his last 10 amis, he has das to cut them down, going crisscross, going from north to south. So therefore, that's not called shichur, because it's not considered he stam left it, he forgot it there. No, he knows about that tfuah, but he has das to cut it down the opposite way. So that's called, this is the Psham, the Mishnah before, that we had that Ho'imer Shekinegdoi Mechiach. If you're cutting down the row one way, and you leave over some tfu at the end of the row, we don't always say what you left over is Shikha. But Ho'imer Shekinegdoi, the other row is going crisscross, going the other way, could be Mechiach could tell us that he has das to leave this over, Almanach, to cut it down, northwards to southwards. So therefore, even though he's leaving over the end of the row, it's not called Shikha, because he has das to come back and cut it down the opposite way. So that's called ho'imer shekenegdoi. The tfuah that's left over on the opposite side is mochiach, tells us that he didn't stam leave it over there, but he had das to cut it down again later, therefore it's not called shecha. So that's pshan this Mishnah, that shelofonav ein shecha. What's in front of him, the tfuah he's leaving over in front of him, is not called shecha. Ma'ashenken v'shelachro, the tfuah that he skipped over in back of him, it is called shicha. So the Mishnah, mipnei shub about toshev, because since you went to cut down this row and you skipped over some tfu in the row, the din is about toshev. You're not allowed to come back now to cut it off, because there's a mitzvah to leave it over for the aniyim. And zeha klal, this is the klal, that kol shub about toshev, any time you cut down some tfu,
you went down the row and you skipped some, that is a lav. You're not allowed to come back to cut it off. There's a bal toshiv, don't come back and cut off what you forgot, a shichra. That what you forgot has a mitzvah shichra on it, and you have to leave it for the niyan. They have a right to come and take it. Mashenkein v'sheinah b'bal toshiv, if there's no lav not to come back, like this case, you're cutting down the wheat from the east side towards the west side, and the last 10 amos of the west side, you leave it over for das, that later you're going to cut down crisscross the other way, from north to south. So there's no bal toshiv, there's no lav not to go and cut it down that way, because you didn't leave it over, nor you have das to cut it that way. So since there's no bal toshiv, there's no lav coming back to cut it, it remains the din is einoy shichron. It's not chaladin shichron. You do not have to leave it for the niyim. You are allowed to come back soon and cut it off and use it for yourself. Because it's not called you forgot it there. It's called that you first want to cut going lengthwise, and then you want to go in court, you want to cut it down going widthwise. So first you're going east to west, then later you're going to go from north to south. So that's not called shichra.
Mishnah Hay. Shnei oimrim shichra u'shloisha einom einon shichra. If you forgot on the fields two bundles, that you have to leave over for the niyim, it's chaladin shichra. Mashenkin, if the balabos left over three bundles, that's too much, that still belongs to the balabos, it's not chaladin shichra. He doesn't have to leave it for the niyim, he's allowed to collect it himself. Shnei tziburei zeisim v'charuvim shichra. If you have two bundles of olives, or of charuvim boxer, also that's called shichra. If you forgot it on the field when you were collecting them, you have to leave it for the niyim. U'shloisha einon shichra. But if you left over three bundles of olives or three bundles of cheruvim, it's not called shichra. The balabos is allowed to come and take it. It's like too much. It's not chaladin shichra on it. Shnei hutzni pishton. If you're taking two hutzni of flax, that means like a bunch of flax. Two bunches of flax, if you leave it when you're collecting the flax, that shechacha. And we're talking about pishtun, that you planted these seeds for the purpose of eating them. Therefore, it's chaladin shechacha if you forget them on the fields. So if you leave over two bunches of the flax, that shechacha. If you left on the field three bunches of the flax, that belongs to the balabostil. He doesn't have to leave it for the niyim. Shnei gargorim peret. Is the halacha by the grapes on the tree, that you have to leave some for the niyim. So two gargorim, two grapes left over, that's called peret, that you have to leave it on the tree for the niyim. U'shloisha einon peret. But if you left over three grapes don't have a din peret, and the balabos could still take them home. He does not have to leave them for the niyim. Shnei shibolim leket. When you're cutting down your tfuah, you have three stalks. Two stalks left over, that's called leket. You have to leave it on the field for the aniyim. U'shloisha einam leket. As leket means while you're cutting down your stalks, if it falls out of your hands, you have to leave on the floor. That's called leket. So if two stalks fall down on the floor, you have to leave it for the aniyim. If three stalks fall down, that's einam leket. The balabos could keep it. Elo kedivre besilu. These are the lochas according to besilu, that two belongs to the niyim, and three still belongs to the balabos. The alkulam and all these cases, though, beishama yermim, shloisha laniyim, three of them, three bundles or three stalks fall down, they still belong to the aniyim. There's a mitzvah leket shichra peyer on them, or a peret. No, not peyer, I mean a peret. The arbo lebalabos, lebalabayis, mashenkin, if four of them are left over, that belongs to the balabos. And the Rav learns the machlekes is of a tamayim mashum nechsev. The pasuk says, "Laoni v'lager tazlev oisam." So we dash in chad laoni v'chad lager harei shnayim. So therefore, two still belongs to the niyim, but three already belongs to the balabos. Ubeishamayam amri shloisha laniyim v'yabol la balabayis nechsev lager layosam lamona iya harei shloisha laniyim. You have three of them still belong to the niyim. It's only when four are left over does it still belong to the balabos. Mishnah Vov, ha'omer sheyesh boi sosayim v'shochachoi is eino shichra. If you have one bundle that has, that weighs a sasayin, two saws. That's how much tefuah you have in one bundle. And you forgot this on the field. Is alocha ena shikha. You don't have to leave it for the oni. The Baal Bos says, let her come and take it. So the Rav learns the pshat is, the Yechsiv, the Pasuk says, lo yisoshuv lekachtoi oimer, vidashin oimer shato yochol ha-gibiyah kul lekachas. Something that you could pick up at one time. Ma'ashenken shosayim, that's so heavy you can't pick it up, there's no din shikha. Right, what about shnei oimrim? You forgot two bundles on the field. Uvehem sosayim, and together, both of them together weigh a sosayim. It's each one by itself on the way to saw. Is Rabbi Gamliel loy mele balabayis? We look at like both of them together, and since both of them together are so heavy you can't pick it up, they belong to the balabos. It's not chaladin shikha. The chachamim oimrim, the chachamim say though, no laniim, it belongs to the laniim. You look at each one separately. Each one separately, it's only one saw you can carry it. It's called shikha. Therefore, even though you left over two bundles like this, they're both chal shikha. Only three bundles belongs to the balabos. Now, Zoti Mishnah, Omar Rabbi Gamliel tainas back to Chachamim. V'chi meroyv ha'amorim, yoyfi koicha shabalabayis, oy hura koichoi. With the more bundles that are left over on the field, does that make it better for the balabos to say it's not shikha? Or does that make it worse for the balabos? Omru loy, the Chachamim answered back, avada the din is, like the Mishnah before, that yoyfi koichoi, it makes it better for the balabos. Like we had before. When you left over three bundles on the field, that belongs to the balabos. Only two bundles, the shikha. So Omar lehem, so the Rambam Gamliel says the chomin, or the zoya svaro. Umarim bizman shu oimer echod, uvoy sosayin. Just like if you have one big bundle that weighs two saws, that you're moida, the shikha, if you forget it on the field. Eino shikha, it's not chaladin shikha on it, because it's too heavy. It's not chal shikha. Or bizoy shnei amorim, when you have two bundles, Uvehem sosayim, and both together now they weigh as two saws, is eino din shlo yeh shikho, avadot shnat bi shikho. It's the fact that two bundles don't make a difference, it only makes it better for the balabos. Because the more bundles that are left over, it's a more of a svar, it belongs to the balabos. Omru loy, the Rabbonim answered back to Rabbi Gamliel, loy yemo mata b'yoyim erechot shuka godish. Here no, here we say if you have one big bundle that weighs two saws, the reason why you put up a shikhon, because it's called a godish. It's like a whole pile by itself. It's not called shikha anymore. A godish means that's a whole pile of tvua. Ma'ashenken tuyoma v'shnei amorim. We have two different bundles. Shenki krichos. Each bundle by itself is only called a regular bundle. And if you forget a bundle on the field, it's chaladin shikha. If you forget two bundles, it's still shikha. It's only if you forget three bundles. So here, look at each bundle by itself. They're not the shear of a goddish, and since you only forgot two bundles, remember they belong to the Niyam. That's the Chachamim Svara. Yeah, Mishneh Zayin. Koma sheyesh bo sosayin. A koma means when the tfua is still growing, or it's attached to the ground still. It's koma, it's standing. You have the wheat that's still growing. Now you went to cut down your field, and you left over, you forgot some tfua still left on it. So that's chaladin shikha, what you left over, you have to leave for the Niyam. What about if what you left over was koma sheyesh bo sosayin? You left over two saws worth of tefuah still growing. V'shecha, and you forgot it on the field, is alocha eino shecha. It's not chaladin shecha. And the Rav says the pshat is, the alfinan shechas koma mishechas oimer. You learn out forgetting what's attached to the field from forgetting the oimrim, forgetting the bundles. And just like by the bundles, it has to be something that you could carry, and two saws you can't carry is potter from shecha. So what din the tefuah that's still attached to the ground, if you forgot a shear of two saws, there's no din shikha, you're allowed to come back and take it and cut it down. Ein bo sosayim, let's say the tefuah that's left over is not the shear, it's not that much to make up two saws of it. Avol hiruya lasoy sosayim, but really it's roy to make two saws. In other words, it's talking about, let's say you have barley, and the barley got hit. That b'tchila was nice big barley, and then a plague came, and the barley became half the size, the very small barley's right now. So the small size of the barley, you don't have enough shear to make up two saws. So the way you have right now, l'chura, if you forgot that on the field, it should be chaladin shikha. Still, the Mishnah says, avol hiruya lasu sasayin, afilu hi shal teifach. Even the wheat,
is made out of teufach, that means their kidney is beans that are very, very thin, still we say, royin oiso, we look at them, kilu hi anova shel sorim, as if they're nice big beans of barley. In other words, even though these barleys now got hit and got like half destroyed, they became very small at this year. It's not a sosayim, but if they wouldn't have been hit, if no plague would have come on them, they would have been regular sized barley. They would have been a shear here of a sosayim if the ones that are growing would have been bigger. It would have been a sosayim, so then also you put them from shikha. You don't go bossa what you have right now, but you say a svar of royin. We look as if these are very good wheat, a very good barley, and if they would be nice big-sized barleys, you would have left over on the field that was a sayim, that's also potter from shichur. Yemishneh ches. Hakoma matzeles es ha'oimer v'yes hakoma. Hakoma means tfua, the wheat that is still growing. It's still attached in the ground. That's called hakoma. It's still standing. Is let's say you left over some wheat that you didn't go to cut down yet. So it's not shichur. You didn't forget it there, you just didn't get to it yet. Is that standing tfuah is matzeles es oimer, it protects, it saves for you. Oimer means bundles of wheat, that you bundle together the wheat and you forgot the bundle on the field. Now, that bundle should be shichcha. But let's say that bundle you forgot right next to standing tfuah, and you still have das to go back to cut the tfuah, that's called the koma. That's matzeles es oimer, it stops the oimer from being shichcha. Since you have a right to go back and cut the koma, you have a right to go back and get the oimer. V'yes hakoma. One standing tfuah could also protect and save other standing tfuahs that should have been chalad in shichcha. Now let's say you were cutting one row, and you forgot, you skipped in the middle, you skipped and left over some there. So that should be chalad in shichcha. Let's say the next row, right next to it, that you did not start yet at all, so that row is not shichur. That row is called hakoma. It's also called standing tfuah, that you are going now to go and cut it down. Now let's say this tfuah that's standing, this whole row, it extends, it sticks out right next to the other koma, the other tfuah that should have been chal shichur on it. But we say no. Since the standing tfuah, this row that you're going to cut down, is right next to it, like the leaves on top, touch one another, touches the koma, the standing tfuah, that should have been shichcha, it's not shichcha, because the koma protects it, saves it for you. Nerds, like the Rav says, v'yiroshe shibolim shalom mechuborim lekomo hacheres. If this wheat, the standing wheat, that you forgot there, so it should have been shichcha, but it's standing, the height of it, the tops of the stalks, reach the stalks of the next row, that you do not start to cut down that row. So since you have a right to cut down the next row, huadin, you still have a right to cut down this koma, even though you forgot it when you cut its row. So again, this is the pshat in the Mishnah, that hakoma, if you have standing tfuah that you didn't cut down yet, that you didn't start to cut down this row yet, is dalocha matzeles es oimer. It protects, and oimer means bundles that you forgot next to this koma. The balabos is still allowed to take it. It's not chaladin to give it to the aniyim. V'yes hakoma. Other tfuah that's still standing, but you forgot it. The first tfuah, that this row you did not start yet, which you're going to cut down, if it's touching, the top stalks are touching one another, it's not chal shichur, you're allowed to cut it down. And the Rav says the pshat is, because the posik says, v'chsiv ki sikso v'shochachto. We says, oimer shesvivoysov k'tzir hevishichur. A neimer, a bundle that all around was already cut down, there's nothing standing, that's called shichum. V'loy oimer shesivoysov koma. And not a bundle that you have around that standing tfuah. Since you still have standing tfuah around these bundles, and you have a right to cut down the standing tfuah, it's not chaladin shichum. Zogti Mishnah, eizeu hi koma shehi matzeles es oimer. What's called the case? How much tfuah do you have to have koma standing up, still growing, that we say it saves a bundle that's left right next to it? That's matzeles es oimer. So the Mishnah kol she'eino shichcha afilu klach echot. As long as you have a right to go and cut that stalk that's still growing. In other words, you did not forget it. You were cutting down the row, and you left over the last stalk. Not the pshat you forgot it there. Because let's say you went for lunch break, you stopped, and you still have one stalk standing there, but you have das to cut it. You're allowed to come back and cut that one stalk. Now, if in between you forgot bundles right next to that stalk, even though on the bundles it should have been challah din shechem, but we say no, since you have a right to come back and cut off this one stalk that's standing, the male of the oimer is not challah din shechem. So, Mishnah test. So, tfua akura. If you have a whole saw, the measurement worth of tfua of the wheat that you already cut it off, and you forgot it. The saw shein akura. And you have another saw's worth of tfua that's still growing, it's still attached. And you forgot both of them. So the chiddush is we had before, even though if you forgot a sosayim, you forgot the measurements of two saw, since it's so big, it's not chalad in shichro, but there have to be two saws of the same thing. Either the both of them have to be akura, wheat that's cut off already, or else they both have to be ein akura, that's not cut off. But here you had one saw of wheat that was cut off, and one saw of wheat that was not cut off, it's not mitzdarf, and both of them could be chalad in shichro on them. The same thing by a tree. If you have two different trees, that the Rav says, saw peris talushim, eitzel saw mechuborim, eim mitzparfim vever shichra. If you have tfuah on the ground, you pulled off the tree, and the peris, and you forgot it there, and then you have a saw of peris left on the tree that you also forgot, so we don't say it's too sosayim, it's too big to be chal den shichra. No, since each one is separately, each one is chalad in shichur, and since each one is only the size of a saw, it's like a chalad in shichur. V'hashum v'habtzolim einam mitztarfin l'sosayim. That a shum, though a type of garlics, and a btzolim, a type of onions, they're not mitztarfin l'sosayim. There's a leftover one saw of onions and one saw of garlic, they're not mitztarfin together to give it a shame sosayim. Or sosayim is only if you have it the exact same type. Or two saws of wheat, that's too big to be chal shichra. But here you only have one saw of garlic and one saw of betzolim, they're not mitzdar. And therefore each one is shichra. Elo the Mishnah says, Elo she'aniyim heim. They are shichra and they belong to the aniyim. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says now a chiddush, that in bois rishus ha'oni b'emtza. Let's say you left over on the fields a sosayim worth of tfua. You left over a lot of wheat you forgot to cut down. So since you left over a sosayim, really it should not be chalad din shichra. It's too much to be shichra like we had the Mishnah before. The Rabbi Yossi says, what about in boyas rishus ha'oni b'yemsa? In the middle of this field that you have your tfua still standing, you have rishus ha'oni. That means let's say leket. Let's say while you were cutting off the other tfuah, it fell down in between this field. So there's some rishus oni, there's some leket, there's some tfuah that belong to the oni in between your field. Then the locher is einu mitzdarfin. This whole field that you left over, two saws worth of tfuah, are not mitzdarf. Since there's a row in between that belongs to the aniyim, it's like leket that you forgot there or fell off. Leket means while you were cutting down your tfuah, some tfuah fell out of your hand, fell down, that's called leket. You have to leave it for the aniyim. So since the aniyim have a right to take one piece here in this field, that divides up the field in half. And we look at each side of it is two separate fields. So since each field by itself does not have a shear of a sosayim, it's only one saw of tfuah left over there, it's not chaladin shikh. It is chaladin shikhur. We do not say this field has too much, has a sosayim worth of tfuah, to say it's too much to be chal shichra. No, we look at each saw by itself, since in between there's a rishus oni, and each one by itself is a shear, it should be chal shichra. V'yimlab harei elu mitzdarfin. Let's say there's no rishus oni in between, there's no leket in between, then we look, since lamaisa you have a sosayim left over a tfuah that you forgot, that's too big, that's not called shichra, that's like the Mishnah before said, that's called the godush, and the mele yapotim min hashichra. You're allowed to keep it. And the Rav says, V'yein halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. We don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. If l'mais you have one field that has a sosayim tfuah still left there, and you forgot to hold sosayim, it's not chaladin shichra on this sosayim. Look, Mishnah test. Tfuah she'nosno l'shachas. Hey, tfuah, that's the wheat, that you cut down when it was still like unripe. L'shachas, the Rav says, mizliktsar, to cut it down, the oida leichol achilu l'beimam. The tfuah is still very soft, it's not really ripe yet, and you want to use it for your animals, that's why you're cutting it down. Oi li'aluma, or else you're cutting down tfuah now, in order to use these stalks, to use to make bundles, to tie up other bundles, like ma'almim alumin. So you're cutting down this wheat to use it for stalks to tie up other bundles. V'chein bi'agudei ha'shum. Who are then if you have small bundles of garlic, that you are gathering them together? Yeah. Is the locha v'agudes ha'shum v'yapsolim. And then you have bundles of garlic and bundles of bitsolim of onions. Yes, in the first case, agudei hashum means these are garlic that you planted only in order to use its stalks to tie up other bundles. Then you have bundles of this garlic and bundles of bitsolim. The Rav says it means im shachum. If you forgot these bundles on the field, einam shichur. It's not chal din shichur on these bundles of garlic and onions. Why? The derech shumin ubitzolim shoysim yam agudas ketanis. The way you usually cut off the onions and the garlic is first you make a lot of small bundles, and then you tie all the small bundles together to make one big bundle. So therefore, the shichur is only chal when you finish making the bundles, when you made this one big bundle. The kol zaman you have the small bundles, is like you're still in the middle of making the omer, so it's not chal din shichur. So that's what the Mishnah says, ein lahem shichur, is not chal shichur on all these things. The first ones, because they're not called the ksira l'achila, you're not cutting down the tfuah to eat. You're only cutting down the tfuah either to give to the animals, or else to make bundles with them, so it's not chal shichur. And even onions and garlic, it's only chal shichur after you put all the small bundles together and made one bundle to make the bigger bundles. Now, if you forget the bigger bundles, that's chal shichur. When you only forget the smaller bundles, it's not chal shichur. So, the Mishnah v'chol ha'tumunim ba'oritz. Anything that's stuck under the ground, it's like hidden in the ground. Kagoyin haluf, that's a type of an onion. V'hashum v'yabtsolim, that's garlic and onions. These things grow, the bulb itself grows in the ground. As Rabbi Yehuda roim ein lehem shichur. If you told you, if you get these on the field, it's not chal shichur. Why not? So the Rav says, because he dashim, the pasuk says, sodichur. We dashim mas sodah begoli, it's open, you can see it. Av kosha begoli, you can see it. Pratla tomin, if it's hidden, you can't see it, it's not chal din shichur. The chol meimrim, yesh lem shichur. No, even though these things grow inside the ground, so what? If when you're pulling them out, you forget a few of them there, it is chal din shichur. Aye, the pasuk says sodichur, mashma only something that's outside in the field that you can see. So the Rav says they learned the pshat is the pasuk also says kitzircho, the mashma nami goli, kitzircho is mashma anything you have to cut down. So mele have miyat acha, miyat el rabbis or marve mesatom. It's coming to include to be marve something else that even the tomon, even something that's hidden, also has a din shichur. So the Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ha-koitzer balayla, if somebody cuts down his tfuah at the night time, v'hamamer, or else he's gathering the bundles together at night time, and he forgets some bundles there, or he forgets something to cut down there, v'hasuma, who are then somebody that's blind, and by him, whether he cuts down by day or by night, it's the same thing, yizalocha yesh lehem shichur. If when they are cutting down, they forget to leave some bundles, or leave some stalk standing, it's chal din shichur, and they have to leave it for the neem. Let's say the person was going to collect, he only went to collect the big ones, and not the thin ones. Is ein lo shichur. When he leaves over the thin ones, it's not chal shichur, it's not pshat, he forgot it there. He wasn't going to collect the thin ones, he only wanted to get the bigger ones, the bigger tfuah. So if you're only going to collect, to cut down the bigger tfuah, that when you leave over the smaller ones, pshat, that's not chal shichur, because not something you forgot, you never went to get it. So the Mishnah im Omar Harayani Koitzer al Minas Ma Shani Shacheach ani etol. If somebody makes like a Tanah, he says, I'm going to cut down the wheat of my field, but I'm making of a Farish Tanah a condition that any tfuah that I forget there, I do not want it to be Chal Shechah. I don't want it, I still want it to belong to me. So the Mishnah Yeshla Shikha. It's still Chaladin Shikha. Your Tanai does not help. Why? Because this is called the Masna Mashkasa Batayram or Tanai Bottom. If you make a Tanai to say Fakir the opposite of what the Torah says, it's not Chal such a Tanai. So since the Torah says when you forget the Tfuah on the field, when you're cutting it down, it's Chaladin Shikha. Or else if you forget the bundles when you're collecting them, it is Chaladin Shikha. So if you make it Tanai condition at the beginning that when you're cutting it down, you don't want it to be Chal, you can't make such a condition. That's the klal of Masna Mashir Kosa Batera is Tanai is bottle, Tanai is not Chal.
Up to Perek Zayin. So Mishnah Aleph. Kol Zayis Shiesh Loi Shein Basode, any type of an olive tree, a Zayis, that has a special name in the Soda. That means it's a special type of an olive tree that gives off a lot of good olives. Is Afilu Kizayis Hanatufa Bishaitoi. Even if it's just that at its time, it has a good name that it gives off a lot of oil. Now it's kizayis, like an olive, hanetufa. Netufa means like it's running. It runs, a lot of oil comes out of it, b'shaitoi, at its time. Now, b'shaita means that even though the whole year it doesn't give off so much oil from this olive tree, but just at one time, one part of the year, it gives off so much oil. Therefore, it has a name to it that it's called Kizayis Hanatufa. So such a Zayis, such an olive tree, if you leave over the olives on the tree, you're potter min ashikha. And the Rav says the Tamiz, because the Pasuk says, V'shochach to'imer ba'asoder, so v'dashin o'imer sha'ata shochach o'ilam. Something that once you forget it there once, normally you will forget it there forever. Yotzezeh sha'ata zoichor aliyach hazman. Mashenkin, this one you remember it in the future, because you know about the special tree you have, you will remember it. Yeah, so the lashon amishn, so the lashon amishn again was again that kol zayis sheyesh lo shein basod, if any olive tree that has a special name in the field, afilu kizayis hanatufa b'shaitoi, even if only the fact that it gives off this special oil just at one part of the year, still v'shachachoi. If you forget some of the olives on the tree when you are cutting them down, is dalocha eino shicha. You do not have to leave it over for the neim. You're allowed to take it back for yourself. Now, b'med devorim amurim, when do we say this klal, that a special type of an olive tree, there's no din shicha? That's b'shmoi. If it has a special name, we'll soon see what that means, over ma'isav, it does special acts. In other words, it produces special types of fruits, uvim kaimoi. It also depends where the makom of this tree is. Now, b'shmoi, what does it mean it has a name? Shohoyo shafchuni. It means people call this tree shafchuni. What does that mean? That means that the Rav says, shezeisav shoivchim shemen harbe, that its oil flows a lot of oil. In other words, from these olives flow a lot of oil. So it has a special name to this tree, so therefore you never forget about these olives. Oi bishni. Or else bishni, that means like it embarrasses other trees. Now this is such a good tree that it embarrasses all the other trees because this one gives off such good olives. So that's the name of this tree. Therefore you never forget about this tree. So even if you forgot for one day to take off all the fruits, it's not chal shikha.
Alright, Mitch Shem will continue on the next tape.
You hold the Masechta Peya, Perek Hei, Mishneh Dalet.